Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, today we will briefly cover a recent algorithm update by Amazon. If you actually go to Google and type, "Why are my Amazon sales dropping?" you will see hundreds and thousands of posts by people and by sellers stating that their Amazon sales have never been this bad in the past 10 years, 5 years, 8 years. And this all started in June and July of 2018. I think we know the reason. And again, this is just an assumption. The metrics are all pointing that way. I'll try to explain it as best as possible, and then we'll discuss what this means to different types of sellers and how you can actually try to improve your results. If you have been selling on Amazon for a few years or even more than 5 years, and if you realize that your sales started significantly dropping in June and July of 2018, you should listen to the rest of this this video. So here's what we're thinking. Amazon, if you look at Amazon's financials, their shipping costs have been increasing significantly. Obviously, Prime is an example of this. I could pay $8 for this on Amazon. I'm a Prime customer. They have to ship it to me today. They're not going to make any money. So they have to really, really pay attention. And the $150 or the $120 that I'm paying to Amazon Prime does not justify that if I'm buying a lot of different types of products. So Amazon needs to try to save money on shipping. How do they do that? If you are a seller and if you are selling your own products, unless you have a niche product, you have to do FBA, Fulfilled by Amazon. Because when you do Fulfilled by Amazon, your conversion rates are going to at least double or triple. You're going to get more and more sales because people trust items fulfilled by Amazon. And then I can get it really, really quick. There's something as seller fulfilled, but it's not really the same thing, and you don't have the geographical coverage that you have with FBA. So let's say I'm selling on Amazon and I send products to Amazon. And let's say I'm selling around 3,000 orders on a monthly basis, which is not bad at all. Now, I'm in a product category. There's another seller that's selling 30,000 orders a day, which is 10 times as much as I. And you know that Amazon has multiple warehouses across the country. So how can they save money on shipping? One way to save money on shipping is they can ship me the product that is closest to me, which is the product that's closest from the warehouses that they're gonna ship to me. So if I buy a product from Miami, Florida, if I buy this, if I'm looking at this, if they have this product in their Florida warehouse or their Miami warehouse or South Florida warehouse, they're gonna ship it to me from there because they're gonna save a bunch of money rather than shipping it to me from California or Texas or another fulfillment center. Now, how about if this product, if the seller of this product only sent 100 of these units to Fulfilled by Amazon? Then they don't have enough quantity to disperse it to as many warehouses as possible. And that's where we believe is the problem. So here is our hypothesis. If you are a large seller and you send the tens of thousands of products to Amazon on a monthly basis to be fulfilled, which is the FBA, you have more chances of covering the area in terms of fulfillment centers because your products are selling. You have maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 positive reviews on Amazon. So your rankings are going to adjust. But if you are a smaller type of seller, and if you're only sending 100 units, Amazon is not going to disperse 100 units into 10 different warehouses. They're just going to send it to one warehouse, like the California warehouse primarily, right? So what happens is we believe that, and we've run tests on this, we believe that if I search for a pen, Amazon is going to show me the products that are in their closest warehouses to your location for shipment. And what does that do? That means that larger sellers or bigger sellers have better coverage, so their products are going to rank a lot higher. And they're going to increase in reviews more rapidly and increase in ranks more rapidly, while small sellers on Amazon or small to medium-sized sellers are going to suffer because not only are they sending only 100, 200 units or maybe 500 units, they don't get the coverage. So when Amazon receives 100 units or when they tell you to ship to FBA, they tell you to ship it to one warehouse versus 10 warehouses. So you don't get the coverage. And therefore, when a user or a buyer searches for this product, Amazon will not display it if your product is at a location, at a warehouse that's far away from whomever is searching for this product. So that's what we believe is happening. It's a little complicated, but it makes a lot of sense. Do you think, guys, Amazon has realized this? I mean, it's kind of like a good algorithm update, but at the same time, it's a bug because as Amazon, you don't want to screw all the new sellers or the lower sellers, mm-hmm. right? So do you think Amazon has realized that this is happening? Do you think they are paying attention to it?
I'm sure they realized. I'm pretty sure if they care or not, we can't yeah. answer that. But they mm-hmm. definitely have the data in front of them. They have more data than anyone else. So mm-hmm. whether this is a priority for them or concern, that remains to be seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so this is definitely affecting, in my opinion, just new sellers, new smaller sellers.
Not only new sellers. Look, we have, you know, I have e-commerce operations. There's no secret. And yeah. I see the drop in my own business. I've been selling yeah. on Amazon with a couple of businesses for over 3-4 years now. I see the drop. I don't have tens of thousands of reviews for products.
But if you did, let's say, you know, you have been selling on Amazon for a while. You've already established yourself as a, you know, reputable product.
What does that mean, reputable?
Well, you have 5 stars over, you know, at least 1,500, 1,600 reviews, okay. possibly for a product, okay. regardless of how many products you're sending to that warehouse to be, you know, fulfilled by Amazon, you have to continue to rank high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the way that, you know, shoppers navigate through Amazon. You know, first thing I do, and again, I'm speaking from personal,
mm-hmm.
You know, I toggle that Prime only switch,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I only see what's Prime. After that, I look at the star ratings.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see everything that's 4.5 and above. And if you're already at that 4.5 and above, regardless if I'm a large seller trying to push my way into the game and I don't have that many reviews yet, but I'm dispersing tons of product to Amazon,
mm-hmm.
I still think that you got a shot there. But for those trying to make their mm-hmm. name for themselves now and can't disperse those products, then that's where I see this algorithm really
but you're skipping
stunting
one point,
their growth.
And the point you're skipping is your products will not even show up across 100,000, 150,000 products in that specific category, right? So what we are saying here is that Amazon is so big that when they make a minor algorithm update, it affects large quantities of sellers. Right. And we already know that Amazon is very customer centric. Mm-hmm. So they only care about their customers and the buyers and the Prime customers and how happy they are. Mm-hmm. Right. The returns and all that headache, the fact that you can return an underwear back to Amazon
yeah.
is, you know, one of these problems or issues. But based on what you're saying, you're absolutely right. But then I would say, what about a product like, you know, Amazon Basics? What about a product like Pinzon, where they're going after, with the Pinzon product, Amazon's going after throw blankets, they're going after towels, you know, they create their own brands, yep. right? You're not going to get more reviews than Pinzon. You're not going to get more reviews than Amazon Basics. Amazon yep. has basically killed that market for the sellers, and they see all the metrics. So what I'm saying is, and I understand your response, you're saying Amazon probably knows that, but mm-hmm. doesn't care, which I agree. Let's talk about what the smaller sellers or medium-sized sellers can do that they're, you know, that if your sales are down 50, 60, 70%, which is a significant drop, what can you do to offset that? So the first thing is Amazon recently gave a couple of suggestions. Bear in mind that at the back end of your product descriptions, there's a keyword section. And that keyword section needs to be 250 bytes, not 250 characters. So if you need to go to Google and type characters to bytes or bytes to characters, understand what 250 bytes mean. If you make it 251 bytes, Amazon completely ignores that. That's number one. Number two, you have to have reviews. And this is the part that sucks, because you're not going to get reviews without sales, and you're not going to get sales without reviews. You're not going to rank without reviews. Yeah. So if I search for the term throw blanket, I see Amazon's pins on there for, you know, $19 with 3,000, 4,000 positive reviews. But then my brand that has maybe 100, 150 reviews, I can't really compete because the velocity of new reviews for Amazon's product, because they're selling more because of this algorithm or another large seller, is a lot higher than the velocity of my positive reviews based on the volume that I'm doing. So this goes back to the paradox of the chicken and egg thing, right? So there's really not much you can do. We don't think that Amazon is going to reverse this algorithm. And you just need to, if you can, you just need to wait it out. Do smart ads on paid Amazon ads. Try to get as much conversions as possible. Focus on the quality of your product and hang in there.
Well, going back to what you just said about the paid ads, and I mean, stop me if you feel like I'm just coming out of left field, but it almost seems like they're trying to follow the same Google model for sellers with pay to play. If you're new to the game and you want to make a name for yourself on Amazon, you can't do it organically anymore. You're going to have to use their Amazon marketing. You're going to have to pay for those sales to get those reviews. And like you said, without reviews, you can't get sales and vice versa.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay to play now with Amazon for small and medium-sized sellers.
I mean, you're right. Not only that, they have the review program, the trusted review program, where they charge you like, I don't know, $100-something, I believe, per SKU, where they push reviews to you. So they have different monetization strategies. And again, Amazon is so big now that a small change is going to make a huge impact on a high percentage of sellers.
Yeah.
I don't really blame them for doing that because they have to limit it somewhat from people who are serious and not serious. Now, big brands already go to, they already go to, you know, Amazon supplier, and that's how they send their products directly to Amazon. But I believe that there is still an opportunity, but your product needs to be perfect. And then you need to pay attention to it as a brand, and you have to diversify your strategy. You have to have your website. You have to be selling on Amazon. That's why, you know, in previous week, we talked about how to push sales for e-commerce. Amazon is not the only option.
Yeah.
But for the purposes of this session here is, if your sales have dropped, there's not much you can do right now. But the best thing you can do is, you know, hang in there. If you, some of you have sent so much product to FBA hoping that you were going to get all these sales during the holiday seasons. I'm on that boat as well, and we didn't sell nearly as much. So you might want to pull some of that inventory back and try to disperse it on your websites or other marketplaces. If you can hang in there, because we believe that there will be other updates that will be helpful for smaller sellers. You know, you just keep getting reviews, focus on getting positive reviews, focus on your ads and get those conversions. And there is still competition, but Amazon definitely made it a lot more difficult now. Okay. If you have any questions, let us know. We're happy to help.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.